Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Daily editorial after the Super Bowl, another Super Bowl that the Patriots won, and they won it in very different fashion. Something that Chris and I were talking about off mic with their defense, more so than a shootout. So it was interesting, but still would be nice to get some fresh teams in there. Chris, let's start off by talking about the U.S. equity markets. Pretty flat today across the board. The NASDAQ's up a little bit more than the other markets, but Dow and S&P quite flat. The question I think on most people's minds is, are we going to get this rollover that it feels like everybody is expecting for the U.S. markets? And it really feels like they've been expecting that now for about going on 2 weeks, let's say. What do you think? Do you think that we are going to get this pretty much well-expected rollback over in U.S. markets?
Well, we should, Corey, but I said that 100 points ago on the S&P 500 also, so what do I know? I mean, this maybe not to quite the same extreme. The market is now as overbought and exuberant as it was unduly pessimistic and drastically oversold on Christmas Eve. So, you know, we overshot one direction. Now we've overshot maybe a bit less so, relatively speaking, on the upside. And I still am very much of the opinion, no matter what happens near term, that major slowdown in economies outside the U.S., a slower rate of growth here, though certainly not a recession yet, and corporate profits that instead of growing, you know, 20% as they did most of last year, decelerated to probably 10 to 12% when the fourth quarter is all said and done. In 2019, depending on who you talk to, we're going to get 0 to 5% corporate earnings growth. So you add all of those things up, and we're going to have, at best, I think, a flat stock market environment this year. But here again, a lot of that's going to be based on the news. I mean, overbought right now or not, if you did have some very encouraging headline come out, whether it's ruling out a second government shutdown, which nobody can do yet, whether it's a significant and substantive deal between the U.S. and China, those would be the two things at the top of most people's lists. You know, then maybe we push this rally, speaking broadly, the stock market even higher. But barring something really good of those natures that I think would be temporary anyway, I think this rally is long in the tooth. And in a broad sense, I certainly wouldn't advocate chasing it, even though you can still pick lots of good sectors and lots of good individual companies off at nice prices.
So, Chris, what about the general volatility that we've been seeing in the markets? Really picked up at the tail end of last year and continued into this year. But in the last week, it's ticked down a little bit. It's still, we still have the VIX sitting at around 15 to 16, right in that range. But it's not up in the 20s or even in the 30s, as we saw it a few weeks ago. Do you think we could be in for an environment of a little bit lower volatility?
Well, relative to what the recent past was, yes. As I've discussed with you before, I find it hard to believe we'll ever get back down to a single-digit VIX number again. That was an aberration historically. But I think that as things settle down, and again, you had one extreme to the downside that climaxed Christmas Eve. You got another extreme, arguably, to the upside right now as far as this rally. And I think that it's like, you know, if you look at a super ball or any kind of a ball, you bounce it and it goes high and it comes back down. But when it goes high, the next time it's not as high. And the drama of that bounce lessens. And I think we're going to see the volatility, all else being equal, in the market probably lessen as well. I think from where we're at right now, the bias is definitely going to be to the downside, but not necessarily dramatically so. I think that we're going to work ourselves into a bit narrower range, but there will be relatively less volatility. And again, like I've been saying for a while, it's going to be a market where you've got to make sound investment decisions and you have to be a stock picker. And that's not a bad thing.
No, it isn't, but still interesting to see just, again, how much these markets are being driven on day-to-day news events. Let's talk about a news event that is going to be happening tomorrow, and that is the State of the Union. as you said, there's still no clarity as to if this government shutdown is truly behind everyone in the U.S. or if it's going to perk up again and we're going to see another government shutdown. What are you going to be watching at this State of the Union?
Well, look, the president has already tried with this proposal he made recently, which angered a great number of people on the right politically down here. He's been trying to hold out an olive branch and come up with numerous ways in which the Democrat Party could make a deal with him and get some kind of a barrier. Even Nancy Pelosi seemed a little bit this weekend to bend a little bit where semantics are concerned, and maybe that they do want a deal. They don't want to risk another government shutdown. But one of the things you have to keep in mind, and, you know, the Republicans did this when Obama was president, where they would say things and try and pass bills and did pass bills that they knew didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of going anyplace, but because they were catering to their base and looking to the next election. The Democrats are doing that same thing right now, maybe to a greater extreme. And, you know, a lot of them would rather die than do anything that's going to give the president any kind of a legislative victory on protecting the border. And it's not, you know, a lot of people, including the president himself, will flippantly talk about how the Democrats, you know, want MS-13 in the U.S. They want people to get raped and murdered by illegal immigrants and so on and so forth. Maybe that's an overstatement, but maybe not by much either. You know, these people would rather continue to have the U.S. live under a dangerous set of circumstances and an insane set of circumstances as far as an immigration policy. Justin Trudeau presides in your country over an immigration policy that's pretty much what the president just said the other day he wants for us. Nobody's calling Justin Trudeau a white supremacist or a right wing or anything like that. So again, this is all about U.S. domestic politics. Nobody wants to make a deal. And, you know, if we'll see what the tone is like after tomorrow night, because there is the threat that come February 15th, Trump will shut down a government again. The first time the markets didn't care, this time they will. And not the least of which is because they're quite a bit higher now. And they've got some vulnerability because of that. So we'll see what happens. You know, does he have a plan B up his sleeve where he's going to use defense spending that he has unilateral authority over, or he's going to use seized drug traffickers' money, where he's going to simply declare a national emergency, which is going to really open a can of worms legally. And I don't know that he can do that as a practical matter, because he may get shut down just as fast. So we'll see. But it's definitely going to be something the market's watching. It's going to have a greater impact, especially if the outcome is negative than the first time around.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, what about any carryover in the U.S. dollar? The U.S. dollar has been relatively boring after, well, the last couple weeks. It is still within this rising channel, but the last little up week was short-lived, and now it looks like it might be rolling over again. Still hasn't made a lower low, but again, it's trending at that lower part of the channel. Do you think there's carryover from the State of the Union or anything else that's impacting the dollar here?
It'll probably be relatively less, Corey. I think that you've already got baked into the dollar because it has peaked and now is kind of trying to find its own range. You've got baked into that equation the fact that the Federal Reserve has taken itself out of the tightening game for the foreseeable future. So that, of course, leads to a negative outcome for the dollar. But at the same time, it can't drop too much, like I've said, because things are relatively worse, mostly in Europe, but not just in Europe. So I don't see any reason for a major move one way or the other. The only way in which the government shutdown issue is going to affect the dollar, in my view, is that if you had a point come where you've got ratings downgrades that are threatened or imminent or actually do happen from any of the rating agencies, you know, of the big three, one did cut U.S.'s credit rating there several years ago. Nobody seemed to care too terribly much about that. And again, you've got to look at this in relative terms. When you've got the European Central Bank that has utterly no way to even try and start any kind of normalization of monetary policy over there to speak of. You got the Bank of Japan that has been on a quest for many years now to incrementally monetize everything in that country to keep everything afloat. You've got the People's Bank of China that has embarked on historic monetary and fiscal stimulus. Interestingly, though, it's helped the yuan to rally quite a bit of late. But, you know, all of those different things, Corey, you know, everybody's got their favorite analogy they like to use, whether it's the cleanest shirt, a dirty laundry pile, or whatever. That's what the dollar's role is, and that's not going to change. So, you know, you'd have to have something really bad happen in the U.S. to have a significant downturn anytime in a foreseeable future for the dollar.
Yeah, I agree with you, but there are still some of those dollar bears out there that are always calling for the end of the dollar and the major pullback, but right now the setup just globally still points, I think, to at least a stable dollar, and if not, still even a stronger dollar. But interesting comments here, Chris. Something to look forward to for this week is that State of the Union. That's what everyone's going to be watching closely, and maybe a little bit more clarity on the direction that U.S. markets might take. Remember, it can all just take one or two headlines to start making that move either higher or lower. Chris, good chatting with you. Thanks for kicking off this week, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.